Hey, hello there. Everybody's in one form of business or the other. There is always something to sell and there is always someone to buy. To some it is casual and to others it is to build an empire. However, anybody can start anything, but most importantly it is to sustain the business. This is my disposition. Whatever business you start should be focused on being transgenerational. Not just for your immediate family, but for the society and the world at large. I am Akpobome Ejiro. This is a solution I bring, creating sustainable value. You're welcome to my podcast. Hello, family. You're welcome to the 21st Century Business Podcast. And here we discuss valuable insights and strategies for business leaders looking to maximize their time and productivity, and most importantly, aim for sustainability in business. I am your host, Akpobome Ejiro, and today we're going to be embarking on a journey to understand how to handle management pressure, and we're going to be looking at it on how it intersects with growth and sustainability, and definitely how adept leaders can navigate these challenges with grace and foresight. You see, to begin, at its core, management in business is both an art and a science of orchestrating resources. You know, this could be human resources, financial resources, technological resources, in order to achieve organizational objectives. You know, it involves making strategic decisions, setting goals, allocating resources, guiding teams towards success. However, effective business management transcends mere execution. Alright, it requires vision, it requires adaptability, and definitely a deep understanding of the interconnected forces that shapes the business landscape. Consider a very ideal scenario. A management in business is like music. There has to be this harmonious symphony with each component working in concert to drive sustainable growth and create value for the organization as well as stakeholders. However, the reality often presents a more subtle picture where managers tend to struggle with several dynamic pressures that threaten to derail the best laid out plans. All right, it's very common. But then one major pressure that managers tend to face is the relentless pursuit of growth. Every organization wants to grow. That is a primary objective. But then in today's hyper-competitive marketplace, businesses are under constant pressure to expand their market share. They want to increase their revenue. You know, you want to outpace your competitors. You want to do more. And this pressure manifests itself in various forms, from aggressive sales targets to ambitious expansion plans, and all of which just places a very considerable amount of burden on managers to deliver results at any cost. Yet, amidst this whole intense passion for growth, as a business manager, you must resist the temptation to sacrifice a long-term sustainability plan for short-term gains. Sustainable growth entails striking a very delicate balance between the driving of profitability and preserving the integrity of the business. It requires a strategic approach that prioritizes innovation, customer centricity, and operational efficiency. You know, to become the whole big time business person, you cannot afford to lean on short term goals, because long term goals actually do the work, not the short term goals. So you have to prioritize these things properly. Now you have to overcome the pressure as well, and to overcome the pressure for this growth without you compromising the sustainability as a manager, you must adopt a very holistic approach that considers not only financial metrics, but also environmental, social, and governance factors. Alright, remember you exist in a society and you're controlled by some external factors which you have to pay attention to. And this entails you integrating sustainability into the core fabrics of your business, embedding it with organizational culture, processes, and decision-making frameworks. Moreover, effective management in the face of pressure necessitates a very proactive approach to risk management and scenario planning. By anticipating potential challenges and developing contingency plans, as a manager, you can actually mitigate the impact of external shock and steer the business towards resilience and agility. In addition to what I've said so far, managers can have the ability, or must have the ability, to foster a culture of transparency, the culture of accountability, the culture of open communication within your organizations. And this concerns your staffs, it concerns your employees. And you could also have a channel through which you can solicit for feedback. You can get feedback from your employees, you can get feedback from your customers, you can get feedback from stakeholders, as the case may be. And as a manager, you can use this information, this insight, these valuable insights, to discover and find out emerging trends, emerging challenges, opportunities, and enabling these things in your own activities to adapt new strategies accordingly in order to stay afloat in the industry. And ultimately, the key to overcoming management pressure lies in embracing a mindset of continuous learning and adaptation. This is so important that you have to adopt the mindset of continuous learning and adaptation in a very dynamic and uncertain business environment. It is important for you to know that there is no such thing as one-size-fits-all solution. All right, as a manager, you must remain agile, you must be receptive to change, and committed to continuous improvement. How do you do this? By prioritizing sustainable growth, cultivating a culture of resilience, fostering open communication. And even as you do this, as a manager, you can navigate the pressures of business management with confidence and integrity. In doing this, you will not only drive the long-term success of your organization, but you would also uphold ethical responsibility to create value for society at large. And that is where the art of business comes in, because the business primarily is not about you, but it's more about the people you're serving, it's more about the community you exist in, and it's more about the world at large. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the 21st Century Business Podcast. And I want to believe that you found today's episode intriguing. Don't forget to subscribe and as well leave a review. I'll be back with more insightful discussions in the next episode on leadership, business, personal development, and sustainability. Until then, remember that you have to lead. And if you have to lead, you have to lead with purpose, and you have to lead with resilience. And if you must achieve this too, then you must know how to handle management pressure. I am Akpoba Mejiro, and this is me signing off. Have an amazing day.
A certified digital marketer, certified inbound marketer, certified entrepreneur at CAD Consulting, 21st century business strategist, a brand developer, a business consultant and business coach, author of In Between the Lines, Critical Thinking in Business, skilled with variety of digital skills, a mentor, a business enthusiast, has helped a large number of businesses scale from micro to macro, a passionate entrepreneur, focused on creating sustainable value. You are listening to The Akpobome Ejiro.